market in Gaza City. Hello,
good morning from Gaza. Here we are at the fish market, which is, there's a few people buying fish. There's lots of fish set out, mostly on the floor. This used to be a very thriving and bustling place before the blockade was tightened by Israel 5 years ago. But now fishermen and fish sellers say that stocks have dwindled perhaps by 80 or 90%. Fishermen are now only permitted to sail up to 3 nautical miles from the coast, whereas under the Oslo agreement, the limit is 20 nautical miles. And they say that the area in which they can fish is very overfished now. They're not managing to catch very much, and the fish that they do catch tends to be quite small and of quite poor quality. The fishing industry in Gaza, which is one of the main industries, has been absolutely devastated by the blockade.
And it's not busy then anymore there, or is it still a busy atmosphere, or is it quiet there?
It's quite quiet. I mean, Friday is a big shopping day because it's the main meal of the week when families get together. But there are quite a few people here buying fish in fairly small quantities, I'd say. And, you know, I would say there's a couple of dozen traders. One of the fish sellers that I just spoke to, who comes from a family of fishermen going back generations, said that before the blockade, Gaza used to export fish to Israel, and as well as feeding its own population. Now, much of the fish that's consumed in Gaza is imported from Egypt and a little bit from Israel, and that's quite indicative of the situation.
Okay, Harriet Sherwood, thank you very much.